Specialty Crop News brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. You can find them online at almonds.com. The Almond Board of California had a blind consumer panel at this year's Almond Conference, and their overall opinion about agriculture was surprisingly good. Yara North America Regional Sales Manager Chris Gallo says it's refreshing to hear that opinion from consumers. The panel proved that transparency and knowledge is something consumers want and will support, but Gallo said the lack of knowledge about almonds is still alarming.
Chris Gallo, Regional Sales Manager at Yara North America.
So you just came out of we just had the blind consumer panel here at the Almond Board. It was really interesting to see. A lot of the questions and how it ended up is kind of what we expected, but what was kind of your overall thought of the whole thing? What was kind of your overall take?
The overall take was the positive feedback regarding farming in general. I thought that the line of questioning was good to build the base for sustainability and what that means to consumers. But then to hear the responses that were very positive towards farming, that in the farming community, you kind of feel like you're being demonized, but the responses in the panel was very positive overall for farming.
Yeah, it was interesting that, and we talked about this, it was interesting that when they talked about water and water quality, water use, water quality, agriculture wasn't good or bad. I mean, that was kind of surprising that it wasn't brought up as a waster, right?
Yes. A lot of what we hear, and I think it comes to the surface because we're so sensitive to anything negative about the way we use water. But when that's not on the top of mind of the big water users, the big water wasters, that's good to hear.
The other big surprise that we talked about was when they were asked about what products are grown in California, where did almonds pop up?
Almonds popped up about six or seven down the list. They were throwing out crops of, they had apples pretty high up. Grapes was number one. They had walnuts ahead of almonds. And so it's interesting to hear that response to being so far down the line of crops that California grows.
Once they started talking about almonds and getting into that, the respondents were very open and had a lot of information and a lot of input. Once they started talking about almonds and he started asking specifics, they didn't know a whole lot about it. They weren't even sure where they were grown, right?
That's correct. The response that interested me the most was the fact that they wouldn't even clearly describe if it was coming from a tree. And they, you know, you could expect they won't know what a hull is, but they called it a husk. And just the lack of information on the farming side is what alarmed me the most, because they were very knowledgeable about the product, the almonds, how natural they are. And they do tie the natural almonds to sustainability because it's, I think some of the words that they used were natural, unprocessed was important to them. But as it related to the farming side, it was very uneducated. And I think that's a gap that shows the industry where we need to focus.
Yeah, and when they started talking about what was important to them on the growing side of things, the only thing they seemed to care about was pesticide use and chemicals. Once the moderator told them about some of the goals that the almond industry is trying to do, using less water, using all the byproducts, they were really intrigued and showed some support.
Yes, they did. I think once they start to see what the goals of the almond industry are, it matches up to their values. And I think that needs to be spread out there. When you start talking about chemicals, I think that needs to be defined in a little bit better way with the consumers, because it seemed like the chemicals that they're referring to are the processing chemicals and the additives to their food. But when it comes to the raw product, it didn't necessarily hit so high on their radar. So I thought that was really interesting.
You had one of them say Miracle-Gro. I thought that was kind of funny.
Exactly. Miracle-Gro, and what defines a chemical? You know, in their mind, I think that's the education that helps, is that, you know, water is technically a chemical. H2O is a chemical compound. So defining what the chemicals are, what the natural versus unnatural, is a big task ahead of the ag industry, but it's an opportunity to show that what we're doing is very sustainable.
the last thing here was I think it did prove and continue to show that consumers care about transparency. And they will get behind a brand or something that is being sustainable or trying to be, the word they came up with up there was responsible. And I think that kind of proved that, that we're seeing that with consumers, aren't we?
I think so. I think one thing that I wrote down was good for the planet. And that really lines up with a lot of companies that are involved in agriculture, supplying companies and the farmers themselves. They have to be good for the planet. They have to be sustainable. And the consumers are passionate about that, and that lines up with the industry very well.
Reporting from the Almond Conference, I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West Radio Network.